Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Bob Brainerd.
All right, again, just five base hits, but somehow it went 12 innings. Here's how that happened. St. Louis had a 2-0 lead, but in the third inning, Milwaukee bats get to work, starting off with Joey Ortiz.
2-1. Hit in the air deep in the left field. Nootbaar is going to go back onto the track. Nootbaar right in front of the wall looks up. It's gone. Joey Ortiz with a leadoff home run in the third. Just over the wall in left. And the Brewers have gotten on the board. It's a 2-1 game.
And it wasn't 2-1 for very long because Jackson Churio came to the plate. Can you guess what happened?
Full boat on Churio. Payoff. Hit deep into center field. Siani backtracking. He's on the track in right center at the wall. She is gone and we are tied. Jackson Churio again.
What a season the rookie is having. Only 20 years old and closing in on a 2020 season. Amazing. In the fifth inning, trailing 3-2, it was Jackson Churio time again.
Fernandez working from the stretch. Looks back at second and the pitch. Lined into left. This is going to get down and roll all the way into the corner. Terang around third. He will score. Misplayed in the corner by Nootbaar. So Churio on his way to third, and he's in there standing up. Jackson Churio, the highlights continue.
Unfortunately, he was stranded at third, so the game was tied at three there, and it stayed tied at three all the way into extra innings. The Brewers, though, kept it alive after trailing 4-3 in the 11th inning. Willy Adames came up, and all this happened.
0-2 pitch. Flied into center field. Siani coming on, goes into a dive. Siani can't hold on. It was in his glove. It came out as he hit the grass. The tying run scores, and Willie makes it to second base. Unbelievable.
Yeah, the Cardinals thought it was unbelievable. They thought Siani had the catch. They replayed it. MLB said, nope, he did not make the catch after he skidded to the ground and tried to show it. So Adames gets the RBI double. That was RBI number 100 this season for Willy Adames. The Cardinals ended this contest with three runs in the top of the 12th inning. I am not going to play highlights of them. I'll just have to let you take my word for it. 7-4 was the final score.